What's going on, guys? Zach here again, Zach Shanky Podcast. So, it's now Sunday. It's the next day from the last podcast that I recorded. There's a lot going on in my brain lately. And I'm walking again. However, I'm not walking so early. I slept in. I totally slept in. Felt great. I woke up at like 7. Anyway, a lot on my mind today. I've got a busy day ahead. In a good way. Good busy. So the first thing I just want to mention is something that I've heard over and over. Oh my, sorry for the wind. Sorry about that. I just paused the recording while that wind, gust of wind was moving. But anyway, it's something I've heard over and over again. I just refuse to implement it for some reason. And what that is, it's taking a break. It's so simple. Taking a break. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't mean like saying you're taking a break, but in reality, you still pull out your phone on every notification. You're still checking and responding to emails or Discord messages or Facebook messages, or a thought comes into your brain and you quickly write it down like as a note for during the week. Those things seem small. They actually seem inconsequential. They actually seem harmless. The reality is they're not. They're not harmless. They're actually pretty bad. They don't actually let you take a break, like literally mental break from everything. So because of my existing current situation with my kiddos, I go to Green Bay. It's a 2-hour drive every Saturday, and this is the second Saturday I've done this now. I go up there and I spend all day in Green Bay, and legitimately, guys, my phone is off. So it's like a legit break. Not a single thing about work at all throughout the entire day. I gotta tell you, it feels great. And now it's Sunday, it's the next day. I am so ready to conquer stuff, like beyond ready. And so that's something that I just never implemented in the past. That's a really short little thing that I wanted to talk about real quick. So if you have the opportunity, even if it's one day a week, to turn everything off, take it. For me, honestly, because of how passionate I am about what I do, because of my work ethic that I've always had forever, because of those things, it's been a big struggle of mine to not work, like huge. And I used to not be able to fathom even one day like that. But in reality, I should have, because I'm definitely enjoying that. So hooray, growth, personal growth. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is outsource tasks, because, you know, one of the things I've been really focused on is this concept of prosperity that we preach all day long. And one of the things I really want to focus on is living what we're preaching, right? Hence my most recent health push, I don't know what to call it, health thing. What is it called? Like my most recent health challenge to myself, whatever. I'm very into health right now. But it's not just health. I've been really focused on our prosperity plan, which is step one, or priority number one, is your time. Priority number two is your health. Priority number three is your relationships. And finally, priority number four is money. And within step four, there's four phases. There's cash flow, there's wealth building, there's digital diversification, and there's physical diversification. All of those things, so it's four steps overall, and then there's steps in between each of those four. So there's some steps for time, there's some steps for health, etc. Okay, and so the things I can change are the things that I want to change. So time and health were kind of the biggest things. Relationship, I have a lot of work to do there, like a ton, and that's not just with my wife, but it's with my brother. Like, I've been reaching out to him a little bit more because we have a really weird relationship, honestly, that we always have growing up, because we never really liked each other growing up. Very different people, and so I wanted to fix that. I wanted to get to know him a little more, have him get to know me. Like, he didn't even know I work on cars. Like, that's how disconnected we are, because I do that a lot, so it's kind of a big part of me, so thought that was pretty important. And my own mother and my in-laws. I just started building a relationship with my wife's brothers recently. They're cool. It was really fun. So there's time. So time, that's what I want to talk about today. It's priority number one. So time, health, relationships, money. I told you about health yesterday, or on Monday. I want to talk about time today. What are you doing? What are you doing to live intentionally? And it's not just living intentionally. That's like the first step. Oh my gosh, you guys, this is so fun. I love doing this, and I've done this a few times. I call it some people call it like a time audit. I don't like time audits. You might have to do a time audit if it's your first time. What a time audit is you literally write down literally every single thing you do and how long it takes throughout one day. Or you could do it every day for a week if you're a Nazi about it. Okay, I shouldn't say that. Nazi's not a good way to illustrate. But, you know, every single thing, like brush your teeth, 2 minutes, shower, 5 minutes, or, you know, whatever the things are, you literally write down every single thing and how much time it takes. That's a time audit. I'm past that, okay? So I've done that a few times. It's a very painful process, not gonna lie. But I think it is necessary. If you've never done that before, do that, at least for one day. It's very eye-opening. Like, you'll be like, wait a minute, I was on Facebook for how long? Like, wait a minute, I was in the bathroom for how long? Wait a minute, I spent that much time doing that? You know, it's really eye-opening. It's really pretty fantastic. What I'm doing now, I call it a task audit. And this is, I've done this a couple times as well, and it's exciting every time I do it. And I need to make it a regular thing, like once a month at minimum. Okay. And what this is I don't need to track throughout a day. I know what tasks I do. I know what my days look like. I'm very, very familiar. And I've already done the live intentionally thing where I don't waste time on tasks. It's not about that. It's not about how can I do this task in less time. It's more about how can I have more time by not doing these tasks. It's much more about outsourcing. So that's what I'm doing. Basically, I'm looking at all my tasks, right? So I do trading every day. And that's going to be both options trading on two accounts. Actually, I'm sorry. It's options trading on three accounts plus 4X trading on two accounts, I think. I think I'm going to have two accounts there every day. How much time is that going to take? That's a lot. That's a lot of time, guys. Not going to lie. Now, what's cool is on options trading, only one of those accounts is like my big focus. The other two can be smaller percentages. So that's no big deal. But 4X, I have no idea really what that looks like yet. So that one I might have to do a little time audit on. But anyway, that's like my main task, guys, is trading. It's the number one thing. Why is that the number one thing? Well, because the way we live, the way we preach, the way our culture is designed, it starts with us. And how dumb would it be if we're teaching other people how to produce cash flow, how to trade and make money through trading, enough money to build generational wealth? How dumb would it be for us to teach that and not live it? That would be dumb. In fact, we couldn't even run the business if we didn't preach, if we didn't do what we taught. Like we couldn't do it. We can't live it that much out of integrity. We can't do that. So that's our main focus. Me and Brian both. Trading is number one. Like, I'm sorry, all other tasks, you can go by the wayside. I don't even care. Trading, number one. Because without that, we're not living integrity with integrity. Okay? So that is why that's number one. Okay? I can't outsource that, guys. That is the one thing. So that is the task that is going to be with me forever. I mean, essentially, until I decide not to, right? Because I've got billions or trillions of dollars. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be a threshold potentially in the future, like years and years and years down the road. I have no idea what that looks like. I really don't. All I know is that for right now, that is the one task I cannot outsource at this stage in the game. There might come a point in time, though, I was thinking about this, where maybe there's so much in those accounts that, like, I can outsource, and somebody that doesn't have a capital to start at all, you know, to, like, open a trading account, maybe they can trade a little bit here and there, and whatever they gain, they keep X percentage of it or whatever, you know. And if they lose, then they just lose privilege on that account, you know, like, they can't use that account. I don't know. I've been throwing out ideas like that forever. So that's a task. What other tasks do I do? I do a lot of marketing tasks, okay, for our marketing side, and that coincides with our sales. So when sales are down, guess what? I'm going to work. There's something wrong with my marketing. It's not attracting the right people, blah, blah, blah. And I'm talking to Travis. I'm talking to our sales team to figure out what it is. What are some language changes, some things that can be tweaked to fix that? There's other marketing tasks I should be doing and I'm not doing, such as social media posts, such as emails. I love writing emails, guys, and I'm very effective at it. And I haven't been doing it. And that's a problem. And that's why I'm like, okay, what else am I spending my time on? Trading support. This is the number one thing that I'm ready to outsource. Trading support. We have, oh my, this wind. All right, I'm gonna turn around real quick. Turning around. The wind should be a little bit less this way. Anyway, so trading support. So I spend too much time. I'm not gonna say how much time, but I spend too much time supporting people on trades. Now, this is a huge priority. I'm not saying support is not important to me. It is extremely important to me, but it is something I don't have to be the one to do. We have some traders in our group that are so exceptional. They are so good. There's a couple of them that are way better than me. And I mean that because I'm looking at my losses compared to their losses. And it's not that mine are bigger or that theirs are bigger. It's that mine happen more frequently. Like, that is freaking nuts. So every time I have a negative day, they have like a zero day. They decided not to trade that day because they're smarter than me. You know what I mean? So it's just amazing to me. And I love that. Oh my gosh, I love that to death. And so those folks, we're working on a way to make it attractive to them so that they can do the trading support and I don't have to spend time on that anymore and I can go back to marketing and trading. Because ultimately, it's a lot harder to outsource marketing and trading than it is trading support. Anyway, so that's another task that's on my plate. And then there's like actual personal tasks as well. You know, like making my food every week or doing my laundry every week. You know, there's an actual laundry service. I'm totally using this, by the way. There's a laundry service. It happens in one day. So you just pack up all your laundry. They charge you per however many pounds. I can't even remember what it is. Next day it comes back and everything's folded in like a vacuum sealed bag. It's like the most convenient thing in the world. And I want to do that. Are you kidding me? That'd be amazing, because right now, I'm in the process of transitioning with my wife and I splitting up, and so I'm living with my mother. Yeah, that has to change as soon as possible. I love my mom, guys. I can't, I'm too old to live with her. There's just no way around that. And so anyway, laundry, whenever I move, right now I can use my mom's washing machine and dryer, which are ancient, by the way. They are older than me. She got that washer and dryer before I was born. No joke. And they're still running. Congratulations, Whirlpool. That's amazing. But how much better would it be? I already put all my clothes into a hamper kind of thing. It's my own hamper. I've had this hamper for, I don't know, 10, 20 years. Like, I've had this hamper for a long time. It's old. Instead of that, I just put it in a garbage bag. That's literally all I do for this laundry service. And then I put it outside or whatever, give them instruction. They come, take care of the laundry for me. How amazing is that? I love that. That's like one of those tasks though. So like cooking my food or doing the laundry. What are some other personal tasks that I do? You know, and that's where you can get a little bit crazy with that. I know a guy that even decided he hated driving, because when you're driving, you have to focus on driving. He'd rather be in the passenger seat or the back seat so he can be texting, he can be checking email, he could be doing little work-like things instead of driving. And so he hired a driver, and he didn't drive for 30 years of his life. Like, that's crazy, right? But at the same time, why not? If you can afford it, why not? That's the question, right? And so time, guys, time. You're gonna be at different levels here. Where I'm at on this level is I'm starting to outsource personal things. I can't outsource my cooking. Okay, it just doesn't make sense financially. It doesn't make sense. I will outsource my laundry though. Heck yeah, that's gonna save me time every single week. And it's annoying. It's like annoying time. Like, it's just an inconvenient thing. Eventually, anyway, whatever. So that's where I'm at. I'm starting to outsource some of those personal tasks, okay? While I'm also focused on what kind of tasks can I outsource in the business. And this is what I want you guys to do. Do either a time audit, if you've never done any kind of audit like this. And that's where you write down every little thing you do, how much time it takes, etc. Or if you've already done that, do a task audit. But like every detail, I mentioned marketing. I mentioned emails for marketing. I didn't talk about every little detail there. There's a lot of tasks that have to do with marketing, and I need to outsource all of that. I have one guy in our team. His name is Donald. Amazing. Oh my gosh, we could not do what we do without Donald. And so Donald helps out with a lot of that stuff, but he's got his limitations as well. And you know what? He does more of the tech stuff more than like copywriting. He's not bad at copywriting, but that shouldn't be his focus. His focus, I really want his focus to be tech, anything tech related. There's even talk of him becoming like our chief technology officer, which would be pretty sick, because he's good. And it's hard to find a guy like that can learn that fast. So kudos to Donald. So I need a copywriter. Like, that's really what I need. We also need a social media person. We found someone for social media. You know, she's not cheap. You know, so like we're paying for a consultant who has been valuable. We're paying for our tech guy, Mr. Donald. We're paying for our video lady. She's amazing. We're paying our tax people, and now a social media person. See what I'm saying? This is where we're kind of at this spot where it's like, okay, we have to decide like strategically what's next, and is that position going to increase revenue immediately? If not, how long is that going to take? Sorry about the wind. So that's kind of where I'm at. Business, but for me personally, I know there are tasks that I can actually outsource, and so I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be doing some extra teaching stuff, even something simple like if I write emails, I don't have to be the one to design the email and schedule the email. What if I just write it on a Google Doc and that's it? Because that's the only part that I am personally needed for. And can I schedule it on email? Yeah. Does it take long? No. You know, if I do 3 emails in a week, it'll probably take me 15 20 minutes to schedule those things, but every little bit helps. Every little itty bitty bit helps. Anyway, this is something that I got motivated for because I've been reading this book, Your Next 5 Moves by Patrick Moody. It's amazing. And because of that, Patrick talks a lot about this outsourcing of tasks and stuff. And I was like, man, there's still things I could do to better my time and live more intentionally. And that's what we preach. So that's what I'm going to do. So thanks, guys, for listening. Really appreciate you. Have a good week. Talk to you.